Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. We're dealing this week with a wonderful truth that Jesus has the name above all names. Did you know that Jesus has many, many titles? He is the life, the light, the lion, the lamb, the lawgiver. Oh, he's the Lord of glory. But his great name is Jesus. That's why I hate to hear people use that name Jesus as a swear word. And listen, buddy, if you're claiming to be a Christian and you're using the name Jesus as a swear word, you better stop that. I'm serious. I mean, God is love, grace, and comfort. Now listen to me. Listen to me. If the language of hell is in your mouth, it's because hell is in your heart. So get off your high horse and get right with God, friend. Jesus. What a lovely name. It's the name above all names. It's not a curse word. Not for God's people. Oh yeah, you know that name Jesus paints God's very portrait? Oh yeah, because Jesus says that he has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And God's heart is to win the lost. Lost, does that not stir up emotions? You hear about a lost cat and it'll make you sad. A lost puppy dog, it'll make you sad. Maybe there's lost people listening to me today. You're lost. You don't know God. You don't know the forgiveness of sins. Well, let me tell you this. God isn't in the damning business. Well, what do I have to do to be damned, preacher? You ready? Nothing. Just be yourself. But God, my God, the God who came in the person of Jesus is in the saving business. He has no delight in damnation. In fact, hell was not made for the lost. It was made for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25:41, shall he also say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Oh yes, but Jesus has come to seek the lost. He's come to seek and to save. And if you'll come to Jesus, you say, brother, I don't feel like, hey, well, I don't. You know, the only people that are going to come to Jesus are those that the Father is drawing. Sorry, that's it. Jesus taught it that way. My friend, if you're too arrogant to bow your knee and come to Jesus, then go to hell. I mean that. But if the Holy Spirit is troubling you and showing you that you're a sinner and showing you that you need salvation, then come to Jesus. How do you do that? Is it by going to church? Is it by taking communion? Is it by taking the Mass? Is it by... No! It's by faith alone. Jesus died for sinners. Will you believe that? Will you trust him and ask him for his mercy? He'll save you and save you entirely. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.